Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
You got a question for RLM?
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, the world's only, only happiness specialist. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Woo-wee! Isn't this, it just doesn't get any better. Claiming to be a happiness specialist in the middle of one of history's, of the world's biggest challenges, a pandemic, and how the hell do you maintain, and how the hell is it even possible to be happy? And let me get really clear with this being happy. Let me hit you with what I mean. Life is a journey of ups and downs. That's for all of us, challenges, journeys, struggles. It is never ending from the moment. I don't care who you are. I don't care whether you're born into the royal family or you are someone that wasn't born into the royal family. How's that? Life is filled with challenges. Ups and downs. It is a roller coaster. When I say I am the world's only happiness specialist, this is exactly what I mean. Happiness is defined, I define happiness as the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. When I say being at peace, I'm talking about my personal energy. My head is not in the sand. I'm not running around here in a cave. I'm in it just like everyone else. But the difference is that what I practice allows me, grants me, graces me, with the ability to flow through even the worst, I'm just going to say the worst of times. I don't care if it's a pandemic. I don't care if it's death. It doesn't matter if it's personal health, finances, relationships, family fights. It doesn't matter. There is an energy. There is a vibration that you can maintain, because if I can do it, you can do it. That you can maintain regardless of what life throws at you. And I know it, and it's just not me. There's someone that's really close. I mean, listen, close, my spiritual soulmate. And this young man has retired early, lost jobs, had a job, of course. Now with the pandemic, the job's been canceled because it required being around a lot of people. It was a job at the Dodger Stadium, being around a lot of people. I know I'm digressing a little bit. Had a job, and listen to this, and he caught the coronavirus. And when I speak to this guy, when I speak to him, it's like It's like he just won the lottery. So I'm not up here talking about something only I can do. This, what I'm talking about, is a practice, my dear audience, is a practice. And the practice is, hold on a second, I got to put my glasses on. The practice is, do you want to commit to being at peace? Do you want to commit to being happy, being content, feeling balanced? Do you want to commit to that? Because it is a practice. It's just like if I said, do you want to be a professional athlete? Now, everybody can't be a professional athlete. In fact, one of the greatest of all time, Kobe Bryant, he tells a story. He said, I knew I wasn't physically talented as other people. I had to work at it. It was a daily practice. It was an obsession. It was a commitment. It was a priority. The same with my other favorite, Tom Brady. It is a daily practice, a constant, vigilant, what I can do to get better. So when I say I'm a happiness specialist, I'm just happy. No, it is practicing all of the things that add to my peace, that add to happiness, and eliminating all of the things, all of the behaviors that subtract from happiness. Now, in this pandemic is such a great example, because what subtracts from happiness, let me just read to you, when I say read, list, it's just a short list. What is actively appropriate to this pandemic? Blaming, one of the things that subtracts from happiness is blaming anyone or anything for the way you feel. That includes this coronavirus. I don't care if you're, I told you, he had the coronavirus, fever every other day, fever, chills, not feeling good, no strength, couldn't get out of bed, the whole nine yards. And when you talk to this guy, you would think that there's nothing wrong. See, there is a practice, but if you practice, when you get sick, you get into a lower vibration with a, oh. I listened to a short interview, and you know what? Yes, I'm a little bothered. I'm bothered. I listened to a short interview with Pink and Ellen. And Pink was talking about her family and how her younger son got sick and how she felt sick. And her energy, the way she was telling the story, was such a whoa. Oh, it was a horror. It was the saddest thing. I mean, and I understand it. I'm not knocking it. I'm not judging it. I understand it. But I just want to put a spotlight on it. That you could either tell your story with this, oh, this is what happened to me. Oh, this is horrible. Oh, wow, how do I? Or you can tell your story feeling with neutral energy. Neutral energy meaning that there is no up and no down. Now, listen, I know that it's difficult because the programming says, the brainwashing that we have all received says, when this happens, we feel this way. Just like herd animals. Just like herd, H-E-R-D animals. And the interesting thing is, and I'm going to say these people, when these people that are scared and worried and fearful of this pandemic, these people that have that energy of fear and worry and mistrust and not being able to find anything good in what's happening, not being able to find anything positive in what's happening, not one thing, these people want you to feel just as bad as they do. In other words, if you have a higher vibration of, okay, you trust, you are able, listen, you trust, You're able to be okay with uncertainty. You have patience. You are relaxed. You know that there is a reason for everything. You know that everything is in order. You know there is a higher purpose for everything. Those people that practice that, they are finding so many positive things during this pandemic. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds opposite of the world, but I am not going to buy into what the masses are buying into. Noticing what someone else is doing. You know, I have people here in California that I wanted to be around. When I say be around, I'm not talking about hugging, exchanging, exchanging space, exchanging, what is it, 6 feet in air fluid exchange. Listen, I can be around people that I love and care about and sit 6 feet away from them. I mean, when I saw the people that I came to see on this road trip, none of us were hugging face to face. Well, that's actually not true. One lady did kiss me on the cheek. But so what? If I get coronavirus, I get coronavirus. Either I'm going to survive it or I'm not. I'm sorry to yell at you, my dear audience. Either I'm going to survive it or I don't. It's just as simple. I cannot control what happens to me. I am not in control. Because when it's time for me to go, honey, the universe, it's going to be time for me to go. No matter what I do, no matter how much protection I have, it doesn't matter. And I do, I told my own son, I said there was a young girl at the hotel who came up to me and she was talking, you know, right next to me. Now, I had my little handkerchief on, but she was right next to me, and my son said, "Oh, hell no, I tell her to get away from me." I'm not gonna, see, this is the thing, and I know I'm rambling. What I'm seeing, what I'm witnessing, what I'm watching, what I'm observing is people are so intolerant. Well, let's say this. Unless you're doing what the other person, unless you're behaving exactly the way someone else wants you to behave, you have a problem. And I'm going to say that it's my fault for even mentioning that I went on a road trip. You don't think, now, this is what I hear. You're putting other people in danger. This, I hear that all the time. You're putting other people in danger. What is it called? It's called stay in shelter. Or uphold shelter, something like that. And I want to ask you people, how am I doing that? How am I doing that? If I'm practicing the social distancing, if I'm wearing gloves, if I'm wearing a mask, and I'm staying away from people, how am I putting other people in danger? How? Am I... It sounds like I'm out there blowing on people. So, if I didn't practice this happiness thing, I would be miserable, because these people that are out there pointing the finger, and the bottom line is this, they just want, I'm going to say me, just want me to feel as bad as they do. They want me to be as angered. They want me to be as worried. They want me to be as fearful. They want me to be distrusting. They want me to feel just like they do. And I refuse. I'm here. I'm put on this planet. My purpose and my destiny is to give people other options. Other options of believing, other options of looking at the same situation with different eyes. That's all. I'm giving you options. I'm not saying to believe like to carry yourself like I carry myself, but you can feel my vibration. Listen, I don't even want to tell you this. I'm actually having fun. I'm having such a good time on this quarantine road trip. It feels like a vacation. The people that have the same vibration as I do, that I visited, that I see, we were laughing like you would not believe, laughing so hard. I almost peed on myself. Laughing, we're doing roller classes in the living room. I mean, it is a you have a choice. You are either focused on what's wrong or you're focused on, let me read to you my quote. Here we go. Life comes, and this is what I posted. Life comes down to a choice. You're either busy living or you're busy dying. That was from Andy from Shawshank Redemption. And then I wrote this. What's your focus? You have a choice. Either you're busy focusing on what's wrong in the world or you're busy focusing on what's right. See, there are people that are making videos. I mean, this one kid did Disney characters while being quarantined. It was the funniest video. Now, it did go on for 5 minutes. I mean, I'm like, okay, enough of that kid. Just the attitude, the joy, the entertaining value that this kid did, the creativeness that's coming out, the people that are instructors that are doing online videos, 20 minutes of Pilates a day, there's one person I know, Train with Dane on YouTube every day. It's a 20-minute, 30-minute video on, you know, staying in shape, because quite frankly, I have that issue. I mean, I'm used to going to the gym, and so far I haven't been exercising. I mean, I stretch a little bit, but I'm not perspiring. But whatever. Listen, my favorite quote from Abraham is, "You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey." And this is about the journey. How are you journeying through this pandemic? So the worrying, the taking, oh, this is another thing that subtracts from happiness, thinking anything is serious. Thinking that it's serious. I know I'm going to get backlash from that, but I cannot vibrate "this is serious" for anything. There were times when I just listened, not recently, but I remember in my life, and well, do I have stomach cancer? I had some kind of digestional issue. Do I have stomach cancer? Well, if I have cancer, I'm going to be the happiest person with cancer. See, it is a foundational practice. And what is your foundation? Is your foundation based on, number one, committing to peace and being happy? Is your foundation based on living consciously, being okay with uncertainty, trusting, letting go, choosing your perspective? You can either look at this, oh, this is something's wrong with this, or something right. And I see the people out there. I'm taking walks. I see people wave, people say hi, people smile. How are you doing? I get a lot of smiles. And then I get a lot of opposite of that. And it's all okay. I realize that everybody has to go through this their own way. I'm sharing with you the only way I know how to live. And I cannot live in fear, and I cannot live without my lifeblood of being foundationally rooted in peace. I cannot I cannot live without acceptance. I cannot live with recognizing that my ego wants to be afraid. My ego wants to find something wrong. My ego wants to look at this and this is a big problem. And this staying out of everybody else's. Now, I know how to stay out of other people's business. I know how to look at someone and say, wow, they're worried, they're mistrustful, they're bothered, they're fearful. And all I say is, I'm glad I'm not like that. I'm glad I don't practice that. And with the fear and with the worry and with the distrust and with the impatience, that's another thing that subtracts from happiness is being impatient. And with the impatience, guess what? You're subtracting from your own peace. All I'm here to do is share with you what adds to happiness and what subtracts. What adds to happiness is making happiness a number one priority. A moment by moment commitment to wanting to be happier. Surrendering to whatever is happening. Now, let me tell you something. If you're happier, if you were happy before this pandemic is not going to make you unhappy. If you were happy before, if you found peace before, if you're able to be at peace with yourself before, this pandemic is not moving your needle, because what you recognize and what you realize is the acceptance of all, the acceptance of all experiences without judgment, being okay with uncertainty, trusting, and this noticing what other people are doing. People get so angry. If I am not behaving the way they would behave, I had somebody on Instagram. I posted a beautiful picture of clouds while I was driving. I stopped and I took this picture. It was gorgeous, gorgeous sky. Oh, it was gorgeous clouds. And I put the caption "road trip," and then I get someone on my Instagram that responds. And the majority, because like attracts like. All the fearful people are hanging out with all the fearful people. And all the people that are worrying are hanging out with all the worrying people. You know, you don't get the elephants hanging out with the monkeys. So like attracts like. And I got a lot of people that, you know, love the picture that I posted. And I said, road trip. And this one person said, shelter in place, all capital letters. What's wrong with me? Shelter in place. And that person is blocked because I am not into anybody looking at me and judging me, especially if I know about it. If I know about it, listen, I say goodbye to you with love. I say goodbye to you with a hug and a, it was great. Our moments together were fine. But on this journey, we're not going to be traveling together. On this journey, I put distance between us. There's going to be distance between me and anybody else that looks at me and finds that there's something wrong with me being at peace and me traveling or me doing whatever I do. I'm sorry. I am not living my life. No, that's not even what I want to say. I know my heart. I know what I practice. I know what I teach. I know what I walk. And you're not going to get any worry, negative fear from me in this moment, in these moments. You're not going to get that from me. I can't do it. I can't be fearful. I can't worry. I can't mistrust. I can't take this seriously. I know that everything that happens passes. Life is about circumstances and the ends of circumstances, experiences and then the end of experience. I'm not going to be reacting like the masses. I'm different. I'm different. And you know, these people that are different, stand out. Sometimes we get a lot of rocks thrown at us. Sometimes we get a lot of criticism, but I don't even take that personally. Because whatever you throw, whatever you point your finger, however you're feeling at some about someone else, it is really an indication of how you're feeling about self. And I don't take the lectures and the judgments personally. I just put distance between myself and those that do. The struggle is always internal. The struggle is not out there. The struggle is not the pandemic. The struggle comes from thinking that something needs to be different than what is actually happening. The truth is the vibration. And when I say the vibration, you know what I'm talking about. The vibration of peace, of balance, of satisfaction, of contentment is not taught. It's not taught. We were not taught to vibrate peace while the world is falling apart. We were taught to fall apart while the world is falling apart. If you're not satisfied with your present moment, I guarantee you will not be satisfied with any of your future moments. And that's really all I have to say on this Easter Sunday. And it is raining. Raining outside, but this California rain is, come on, these people in California think this is rain. This is sprinkles. Oregon is real rain. This is just little sprinkles. Now, oh, I have a few people in the queue. If you want to comment, just push the number one. Or if you just want to keep listening, that's okay too. See a few people. Oh man, you know what's interesting too? I mentioned this last show because a young lady called in, and she is, you know, you're either introvert or extrovert. We're a combination of both, but there's some people that are real true introverts, and these true introverts, these people are having the best time. They are having the best time being alone, living in solitude, because this is their nature. But they can't come out there and say, hey, this is the best thing that's happened. I don't have to be around people. I'm quarantined. Woo-hoo, this is a party. But see, those people aren't accepted in the real world. Those people are taught to, no, you have to socialize, you have to have friends, you have to be around people to be normal. No, this pandemic, this quarantine with the introverts, you know what I'm talking about, you wonderful loners in the audience. You know, you loners are, come on, can you give me a woo-woo with how this pandemic is giving you the solitude that you love and enjoy? Some of us can enjoy some people get power from solitude, energy from solitude. All right, that's all I'm going to bark at you today, coming from my hotel room in California, in Southern California. So thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. Next week we will have a show too. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. YouTube channel, I have a few. You know what? I would like to do a YouTube, live YouTube, and have people call in, or not call in, but what do you do a live YouTube, and then you have a chat and people can ask questions. I got to figure out how to do that. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime this year. Join me again next week. And until next time, my dear audience, my dear, dear, dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It is about your choice. It is about what you practice. And when you practice trusting, not listening to the stories, you know those stories, because they're usually not, they're not stories, don't, are not really good stories. Stories in the head, that stories that the ego tells. When you practice letting go and realizing that everything is, has a purpose, and how and what are you contributing to the planet while going through this? Worry, fear, anxiousness, or are you contributing, okay, this is another experience that now you either are responding or you're reacting. Responding is a conscious choice. Reacting is following the program. Anyway, that's enough lectures. Love you all. Have a conscious week, everyone, and I'll talk to you next week. Oh, did I say where you can find me? Yes, I did. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com too. All right. Have a conscious week. Practice. Accepting, trusting, letting go, choosing your focus, choosing your perspective, surrendering. Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
I love to spiritual love.
It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Spirituality.